Painful bladder syndrome is the complaint of suprapubic pain related to bladder filling, usually accompanied by nocturia and increased daytime frequency in the absence of UTI or other pathology. Incidence estimated as 200 per 100,000 population, females to males at 10 to 1, peak age 40 to 50, whites more than blacks. Lots of etiological factors proposed. Theories include chronic infection, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, neuroinflammation, defective gag layer, an anti-proliferative factor. It's a diagnosis of exclusion. NIDDK criteria can help, although only 30% of patients with painful bladder syndrome fit the criteria. Management comprises conservative pharmacological therapy and surgical treatment. Conservative therapy comprises bladder drill and avoidance of precipitants, but it's worthwhile pointing out that 50% of patients experience spontaneous remission without any other pharmacological treatment. Oral therapies comprise amitriptyline, pentosan polysulfate, cimetidine, hydroxyzine and cyclosporin. Best evidence for amitriptyline from placebo-controlled randomized controlled trial of Van Oppeven in 2004, self-titrated amitriptyline 25 mg to 200 mg associated with a 64% response rate at 20 months. Intravesical treatments that have been tried comprise dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO, hyaluronic acid, which is known as cystostat, chondroitin sulfate, and pentosan polysulfate. There's very little evidence for surgical management, although hydrodistension is associated with short-term remission rates. TUR of Hunter's ulcer is supposed to be effective. Other treatments that are tried include Botox, sacral nerve modulation, augmentation, cystoplasty, and diversion.